This graphic audio title features all three parts of Superpowered's Year One by Drew Hayes in our dramatized adaptation audiobook format. We hope you enjoy listening to this complete title featuring our radically different audiobooks. Check out the other action-packed series available in our graphic audio, A Movie in Your Mind audiobook format.
Graphic audio. A Movie in Your Mind.
Graphic Audio presents Superpowered's Year One, Part One, by Drew Hayes. Narrated by Jonathan Lee Taylor and performed by a full cast. Two well-dressed men in black suits and black ties materialized outside of a small, white brick building. The taller of the two pulled out a miniature notepad, made an entry with the slash of a few pen strokes, and then stowed it away once more. The shorter man pulled out a pair of sunglasses and put them on, in an attempt to fight back the sun's penetrating glare. Then turned to his companion.
Where are we, Mr. Transport?
The taller man adjusted the sunglasses he had put on before they departed.
Arizona, Mr. Numbers.
I was under the impression our next case was in Colorado.
He was, however. There was an incident last week. Circumstances required that he be moved to a location able to accommodate his specific needs.
I see.
With that, the two men walked around to the front of the building and proceeded inward. They were stopped as soon as they entered by a man wearing a white lab coat.
Good morning, gentlemen. I've been expecting you. My name is Dr. Hubert.
Mr. Numbers cocked his eyebrow slightly, and Mr. Transport replied with an almost imperceptible nod. This exchange took the place of actual conversation, which would have consisted of Mr. Numbers asking if their contact's name had checked out, and Mr. Transport reporting that it had.
We'd like to see the boy.
Oh, of course you would. However, first I'm afraid I must ask you to take off anything electrical. Watches, phones, anything with a battery must go. I do hope neither of you has a pacemaker.
Neither Mr. Numbers nor Mr. Transport had pacemakers. They did both carry expensive, high-powered phones, though, as well as top-of-the-line watches and a pair of taser guns. All of these were deposited into a small safe in the front lobby area, with Dr. Hubert's adamant assurances that everything would be returned once they were done. Neither of the men showed any concern for their valuables. Once that was completed, Dr. Hubert pulled out a small candle and lit it, then repeated the procedure twice more, until all three men were equipped. Dr. Hubert kept expecting one of the men to ask why they had shed their electronics and were being handed candles in the middle of the day. They did not. The doctor then led them into a dimly lit hallway covered in green tile. They made their way down it, coming to a solid steel door at the end. The doctor made a quick series of punches on the keypad, and the door released, opening to reveal total darkness. As the trio stepped through, the door shut behind them, leaving them with only their candles to see by. Inside was what looked like a large concrete bunker with a sizable glass window peering into the next room. Though both men strained and held up their candles, they couldn't make out anything in the pitch black on the other side of the glass.
He's normally more stable than this, but unfortunately, he was trying to fix his toaster a few days ago and received a nasty electrical shock.
So that's why a quarter of Colorado lost power last week.
Yes. Before he was able to sever the connection, he had drained his own city's power supply, along with that of all the areas surrounding it. We're trying to help him burn off all that electricity, but it comes in spurts and is almost impossible to predict.
I see.
It's also affecting his natural abilities. That's why I had to remove all electrical devices, and why we're keeping him out of the sunlight. He's been pulling from anything that gets even remotely close to him.
As if on cue, the flame of Mr. Numbers' candle jerked violently in the direction of the window and went dark.
I'm sorry he's not more stable today.
Well, if he were, he wouldn't be in consideration for our program.
Oh, does that mean you're still counting him as a possibility?
There will be some preliminary testing and an interview process, but if I were to offer my opinion, I would say we have a very viable candidate on the other side of that glass.
Mr. Numbers and Mr. Transport next materialized before a hospital in Nevada. Mr. Transport again produced his notepad, jotting down a few scribbles, and then put it back
Sample complete. Ready to continue?